Okay.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Republic Education Call for the United States of America and our Republican form of self-governance for December 12, 2024 at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. I'm Phyllis Marie, and I will start this call with a devotional. And this comes from Romans 8:28, Job 42, verse 1 to 3, 1 Peter 5, verse 7, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7. I'm taking care of you. Feel the warmth and security of being enveloped in my loving presence. Every detail of your life is under my control. Moreover, everything fits into a pattern for good to those who love me and are called according to my design and purpose. Because the world is in an abnormal, fallen condition, people tend to think that chance governs the universe. Events may seem to occur randomly with little or no meaning. People who view the world this way have overlooked one basic fact: the limitations of human understanding. What you know of the world, you inhabit it only the tip of the iceberg. Submerged beneath the surface of the visible world are mysteries too vast for you to comprehend. If you could only see how close I am to you and how constantly I work on your behalf, you would never again doubt that I am wonderfully caring for you. This is why you must live by faith, not by sight, trusting in my mysterious, majestic presence. We, the people of the Republic, are peaceful, lawful, and private. And our declaration states, when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And in case you, since you are, a couple of you are new here this evening on the call, if you would like to receive the notices with the attachments that Daryl provides, you can send me an email at blueridge1121@gmail.com, and I can add you to the distribution list, and you would receive at least two emails from me a week, because we, some weeks we have two calls, one on Tuesday and one on Thursday. Other weeks we just have Tuesday. So with that, I'm not sure where Daryl is this evening.
I'm here.
Are you there? Okay, I'll turn it over to you, Daryl.
Okay. Well, welcome everyone to tonight's call. Yes, on the Thursday night calls, we've been doing it on the second and fourth Thursday. So, and otherwise you get one notice a week every other week, and then two notices two times a week or two times a month. So tonight, down on the bottom, there's some attachments, and I took them off of the abchealth.info site, and you can go under resources, and you'll find a lot of information, a lot of links to find out more about this calcium bentonite clay. I've got it up on the screen. It talks about the different uses and the benefits of it and how it works. And the composition of it, it's like 9.7 or so pH in that area. And it's got a very negative charge. It's got a strong negative ion charge, which helps to attract all your pathogens and your heavy metals. and helps your body to carry it out. And then there's also a couple of PDFs in there. One is the Mag Ozone Overview, and the other one is the Mag Ozone Biofilm Information. But very, very positive product that helps. And we've got Edward Mann with ABC Health with us tonight. He was back from a couple weeks or a few weeks back, and he will be sharing on these here topics. And so it'll be in presentation mode. Keep your phone muted with a *6, and when Edward opens up for questions, you can press *6 and to unmute, and then give your first name and state, and then ask your question. And with that, Edward, if you'd want to step forward, you got the floor.
Okay. How's everybody doing out there? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you're a little bit light, but...
Okay, should I speak up louder?
That's a little better, yes.
He's coming through.
All right.
Okay, maybe it's my phone. So.
All right. And this is another day in Playland that we get to have in this relatively extremely short life. When we're young, we think it's like, oh, forever. And then as we climb and get up there, we realize, wait a second, these weeks are going by very quickly. It seems like they're speeding up, especially when you're busy occupying yourself. They're just going faster and faster. I guess they're not, but it just seems that way. So in this short life that we have, to waste it by not knowing how to keep ourselves healthy, and that means connected to that feeling that we are, the beautiful feeling that makes life worth living, that peace that we are. When we're polluted or our minds are going berserk and tormenting us, we're out of touch with our peace. The chemicals that have gotten into our body from so many different ways, from, glyphosate, for instance, sprayed on all the vegetables. Well, that gets into you and it just doesn't come out so easy. People that spray glyphosate, farmers, they get poisoned from it to the point where, oh yeah, Robert Kennedy Jr. had to win lawsuits against them and sue Monsanto to win the lawsuits for the people spraying that stuff. Well, it gets on our food, gets in our body, and doesn't come out. All that geoengineering they do that a lot of people either don't know about or don't believe in, chemtrailing they call it. Well, that's more chemicals they're spraying us, strontium, barium, nanoparticle aluminum that passes through the brain barrier, may I add. Dr. Blaylock spoke of it, a retired neurosurgeon, more than 20 years ago. I listened to him speaking about how it passes right through the brain barrier, those nanoparticle aluminums that are being uptaken by the roots of the giant trees in the redwood forest and killing them. And the same in Hawaii, the palm trees that the bark just comes off. In the Black Forest, these people are not our friends running this planet. They're not our friends that are running these institutions. And they're certainly not, well, they're not our friends, but they're not capable of healing us with petrol-pharmaceuticals. If you analyze, language is the most important thing in your life. Most people, they don't even consider how important it is. The root word of pharmaceutical is simply pharmakia. Comes from the Greek and it means sorcery. It always has, does, and will mean sorcery. I don't know why anybody would want to defile the temple, which is what they call the body, because it houses the highest, holiest experience of this life. The being, the I am, the feeling that made life worth living ever since you were a child and now. That beautiful feeling we call peace, joy, love. That feeling gets diminished. Our connection to that feeling gets interfered with pollution in our bodies, in our minds, in our heads. The pollution, the static going on in our thoughts. And what we need to do is just understand it. Understand that the health is the number one most important thing in our life. I know it spells almost exactly the same as wealth. The only difference between health and wealth is the H and the W. Otherwise, they're very important to get them right. If we wait until we're challenged in life to learn something like we do with everything, and we wait until we're severely challenged with health to do something about attempting to exercise our ability to do something about it, sometimes it's a little late. People get put in fear. Oh, you got a diagnosis of cancer. The big C word, right? That puts a person in fear right away. Cancer's a made-up name, a nickname. And it actually is a allergic reaction to certain things in the body. Parasites, particulates that they polymerize and make use of to harden around them and protect themselves. So when they get big enough, they call it cancer. The allergic reaction comes from all kinds of contaminants that are carcinogenic, and you all heard these words. The body's immune system, provided it's working, functioning properly, is constantly putting out hydrogen peroxide in order to purify the body. When the immune system is not functioning properly, then it's not doing the job you need it to do. Therefore, these critters that come into you constantly, as the CDC says, there's over 300,000 different, 300 different species of parasites laying trillions of eggs inside of our digestive tract every single day. And the average American has over a 2-pound rotten infestation built up inside of them. It doesn't just go away, and if you try to come after them, they have an intelligence of their own. And if they know you're trying to get rid of them, that's when they get busy working on you and warring with your immune system. The toxicities that they put out at that point, as if you're choking the excrements out of them, they're going to cause you all kinds of challenges while you're attempting to detox. And by the way, all disease starts in the colon and continues in the colon. And when I speak of disease, you can break down the word dis-ease. Lack of ease, stress, or tension on the body caused by positive ionic matter, mostly poisons, toxins, unwanted bacteria, heavy metals, radiation, viruses. You don't want any of that in your body. And one of the best ways to begin a detox, to lower down your toxic levels in your body, would be to drink calcium bentonite clay. When you drink it, it goes under the radar, so to speak, encapsulates all those parasites that are living in your bowels without them realizing it, and pulls them out of your body. Gets rid of every kind of I was just on the phone with a gentleman today that has not necessarily, he's having regurgitation, agita, an ulceration of not the stomach, that, by the way, the stomach lining, I explained to him, heals every 6 days. You regrow the stomach lining, rather. It wasn't in the duodenal, but it was in the valve going from the stomach to the duodenal your small intestine, which is your duodenal, okay? And I explained to him that it regrows every 6 days. What you want to do, instead of drinking the clay all at once, drink it in smaller amounts all day. Do they put it in kale pectate? And do they put clay in Pepto-Bismol? There's different types of clays, yes. Clay has been used for thousands and thousands of years throughout cultures as a tremendous benefit and healing factor in so many, many applications. It is not possible for me to explain it in this short call that we're having. I've spent 3 to 4 hours in seminars talking about some of the different applications, and brought on other individuals that had great knowledge about past history of the bentonite clays. Now, not all clays are created equal. The purest, finest calcium bentonite clay I ever found comes out of a 43 million year old subterranean mine protected by a 2-foot wall of zeolite for 43 million years under a volcano. And it has a powerful negative ionic charge and never needs to be cleaned. It's untainted by the environment, which maintains its powerful negative ionic magnetic charge, which pulls all positive ionic matter that doesn't belong in your body out of your body. Your body and healthy cells are negative ionic, just like the earth is negative ionic, and grounds you. Bare feet to the bare earth grounds you. Problem is, we haven't been wearing moccasins for 100 years. We're wearing shoes that aren't even real leather, and we're not connecting to the earth. We're from the time we're little, they put tennis shoes on us, and we're missing the electrical connection let's put it this way. If I bag your feet with bentonite clay and put socks over them for 12 hours, and your diabetic neuropathy, pain, pins and needle, burning, numbness where you can't even stand, and I let them air out for 12 hours, and I do it one more time, bag both your feet with the bentonite clay and put socks over them, let you walk around, and when you sit down or go to sleep at night, leave it on for 12 hours, push some under your feet, you know what it's going to do? It's going to pull all your blood down to your feet, reoxygenate all the tissue cells. That's where the gravity pulled all the garbage in your body down to your feet. And it's going to do more than that. Not only is it going to pull out all that positive ionic matter, that poisons, toxins, unwanted bacteria, viruses, heavy metals, radiation out of your feet, but it's going to realign all the electrons through your whole body, right through the meridians of your feet. Which, by the way, your feet are the keyboards to every organ in your body. Every part of your foot actually affects every organ in your body. When you're realigning all the electrons in your body, even if an old person doesn't have diabetic neuropathy, it works miracles on them. We're electrical beings. We have circuits. That's all we are, is tons and tons of circuits and electricity and frequency. Well, it's much more than that, because we're 74% water and 94% water is our blood. So we're really water beings that are walking around mostly dehydrated, which is the leading cause of all death. AIDS never killed anybody. The pneumonia you got from the AIDS didn't kill them. It was the dehydration you got from the pneumonia. That's what gets them. Okay, let's stay on the clay. So you're drinking the clay, and what is it doing? It's encapsulating all those parasites and worms and over 300 species and pulling it out of your body. Let's say you have cholera, and it's the 1918 Bolshevik Revolution, and they found out that the clay, the bentonite clay, addresses and reverses 63% mortality rate from the cholera. Just from taking the clay internally brings it down to 3% mortality. That's correct. Drinking the clay is almost a miracle in itself. It addresses osteoporosis as well. NASA did the study. They paid for a study on 4 different animals with 4 different diets, and each animal fared with no calcium bentonite, terrible, with rickets on all 4 diets, each 4 different little, let's see, mouse. There was a guinea pig involved. There was rats involved. There was 4 animals. I have the studies from NASA. They paid for it because they were having a serious problem with osteoporosis from the weightlessness from the astronauts, and they wanted to figure a way to resolve it, so they did. With 1% calcium bentonite, their bone structure improved tremendously on the newborns and the living specimens. With 2%, it improved even more, and 4% in their diet of the same diet, no difference in the diet. And they tested the same diets, 4 different diets on 4 different types of animals with 4 different amounts. No, 1%, 2%, and 4%. And at 4%, they actually fared the best. Their bones were powerful, strong. Everything was better, and I can supply those reports. It's fascinating to understand the history of bentonite clay is so extraordinary. What I found it to be is the most amazing cleanser inside your intestines, because once you clean out some of that rotten putrefaction, they won't war with your immune system, and it's pulling some of that fluoride off your pineal gland, which is the center of your consciousness that connects both your brain together. Both sides of your brain are connected by your pineal gland. It's considered in cultures the third eye, or the gateway to the eye of the light of the illumination. And some call it the heaven, the gateway to heaven within inside, but whatever they call it throughout the cultures for thousands and thousands of years, tens of thousands and going back. I don't know if people know that we've never been told about all the advanced civilizations that have come and went from this planet through catastrophes and a lot of tribulations that have happened on this planet before all these new writings came about in this modern time, the last 6 or 7 thousand years. But way before that, there was a lot of things going on that most people are unaware of, not made familiar with, don't bother, or don't have the time to study, don't have the inclination or desire to really look into it. They're too busy actually working a J-O-B, they call it, keeping them just over broke. But when you use the magnesium ozone after the clay, and you start to put that in your body, what it's going to do is ozonate everything in your body, which changes to hydrogen peroxide. The ozone is piggybacked, or it uses the magnesium as a truck delivery system. And the CDC says the average American, 80%, are deficient in magnesium. When you actually put it in your body, the cells act as a vacuum cleaner. Boy, they want that magnesium. They grab it all. So why just use any magnesium when I have the magnesium, the best bonded ozone release of oxygen into your, not just your blood, but it goes right into your cells to raise the oxidative reductive mechanism of the cells. And in plain English, that means raise the oxygen level of the trillions of cells and reduction of toxins out of the cells. See, your mouths may even be clean, but your cells are toxin, and you have trillions of cells. Little parts of toxins in each cell adds up to huge amounts. Every one of your fat cells was stored there, because chances are the liver couldn't process the fermentation of mixing all the fats and sugars together. The carbohydrates and fats ferment, and the liver can never handle that and has to store it in fat. Separating your foods would be a good step to start in your health. Learning how to utilize the food chart and learning to separate your foods and not believing that the food pyramid is the answer. The government has always told us the wrong things, whether by accident or on purpose. It doesn't matter. If it's wrong, it's wrong. The right knowledge makes the whole difference in your life. When I put magnesium ozone into my bowels, it raises the oxygen levels so powerfully that it can take a person who has pneumonia and knock it right out of them in 24 hours with large amounts of it, because it's releasing for at least 15 hours. It'll release large amounts of oxygen. When you oxygenate the cells in the body, you're also raising the alkalinity of the body. The clay and the magnesium ozone raises the alkalinity of the body. The body can only be in a diseased state if it's low alkaline or in an acid state. You definitely want to raise the body's alkalinity, make it more alkaline. And the clay is totally alkaline, and the magnesium ozone is totally alkaline. By doing that, you make it very difficult for any type of disease to fester and stay hold in your body. When you're taking the magnesium ozone, you introduce it slowly unless you're very, it depends on the situation. But you introduce it slowly and then increase it. What it's doing with the three additional enzymes that are in it is breaking down the biofilm in your gut that the parasites, the over 300 species, they develop this biofilm to live in to protect themselves against all the antibiotics and pharmaceuticals that you're going after them with to try to get rid of them. Even trying to do herbal detoxes, they don't like it and they will war with your immune system. The clay takes the edge and just gets them out of the body so they can't cause you in turbulence while they're warring with your good bacteria, your immune system, in your gut. When you break down the biofilm, you don't just want to break it down in your bowels, which you could do with diatomaceous earth. The magnesium ozone capsules have the additional enzymes to break down that biofilm in your lungs and your organs. When it does spread to your lungs, they call it chronic bronchitis and all that nonsense that everybody's getting in their lungs. You don't need to live like that. You don't need asthma. You don't need breathers for asthma. You don't need COPD. You need the oxygen to go into your blood, into your cells, so that all of those symptoms abate. Because you're handling it its basic nature, not with pharmaceuticals. I don't want to use sorcery to solve simple balance problems in my body. I want to remember certain things. Detoxification, then elimination. And you do that over and over again. Go deeper in detox, more elimination. Reoxygenation of all the cells in the body. You want to rehydrogenate. In other words, you want to be mindful that you are your water levels in your body. Dehydration, your hydration levels, that's it. Oh my God. Not hydrogen, hydration. This is one of the biggest problems people have. Every time they get that empty feeling in their stomach, they think they're hungry. I'll tell you right now, 9 times out of 10, you're actually thirsty. And if you stop and think about what Edward's telling you, your mouth is dry. That's how you know you're actually thirsty. We're water beings. We need a lot of water. Every half hour, we need to be drinking water. And we need to stay properly hydrated and make sure that our cells are utilizing that water. If we don't stay properly hydrated, we're going to become very toxic. And most disease in the body is a metabolic disease. The toxins are just backing up and you're not eliminating them. So when I take larger amounts of the magnesium ozone, what does it do? Dang, it changes all my bowels, liquefies them, cleans them out completely, breaks down all that crystallized black plaque along the colon walls, and allows your colon now for oxygen and nutrients to pass through. I'm sure people have heard the term leaky gut. People have heard that term, leaky gut, but they haven't associated the term leaky brain with leaky gut. If poisons and toxins infestation are built up in your bowels, in that rotten putrefaction that never seems to leave, picture a sausage impacted into that little little tight little balloon skin, right? And it's impacted in there, right? Tight as can be. And that's your colon. Then drill a hole all the way through it. Now, you drilled a hole all the way through it. And whatever comes through it every day into the throne is coming through your bowels. But all that stuff that's impacted stays there, crystallizes, and blocks all the nutrition. It blocks a lot of things from getting in your body that you need. And then leaky gut is like when it breaks a little hole in different places in your intestinal wall, which is only one cell thick. Think about your intestinal wall as just as thin as a balloon. They're not thick, but they sure can develop crevices where all of these things like, oh yeah, even bacterium stones can come out of your liver and get stuck in your intestinal wall and develop what you call scar tissue around it, polymerizing. It polymerizes, which is like hardening. When you polymerize the finish on your car, wax your car, you're polymerizing the finish on your car. You're hardening the finish. Well, they polymerize the bacterium stones and the parasites travel through your body, polymerizing the particulates, heavy metals, glyphosate, Agent Orange, all that strontium, barium, all the poisons they get in us through chemicals and garbage. And they don't just leave our body. We got to get it out of our body. The mercury builds up from the one-third of all corn syrup that you're eating in the stores has mercury in it. Why? Because the FDA said they didn't have enough workers to monitor all the refineries turning corn syrup or turning corn into corn syrup. So you get mercury in one-third of all your products that are manufactured in the stupid market that say corn syrup or high fructose corn syrup. Those packaged foods are killing everybody with the hydrogenated oils with their... The worst part about the hydrogenated oils are killing everybody. You got to leave the seed oils and the hydrogenated oils alone. I'm just throwing that in there for everybody. Is the proper oils to take that'll make your life healthy and deliver the oxygen to your cells. And there's the omega-6 seed oils that are in all your restaurant foods and your processed foods. I'm sorry to disappoint you. Going out to the restaurant is not all that. But they are shortening everybody's life and causing tremendous inflammation. That's what's causing all the arthritis, all them seed oils. I know I went off topic. Let's go back on topic to the bentonite clay. Let's say you have tumors, prostate. Doctor's telling you got an inflamed prostate. We need to do something. Oh, yeah, they want to do something. allopathic medicine from the 1800s. Cut, poison, and burn. So that's what they want to do. Cut, chemo, and radiate you, poison, and burn something off if they can find something they can burn off. Okay. That being said, you want to shrink the tumor by piling the bentonite clay on, whether it's in your kidneys, the tumors, whether it's right obvious outside your body, whether it's giant keloids hanging from your ears, doesn't matter. All of it shrinks. Everything that doesn't belong to the body, when you pile the clay on top, it pulls all the blood to the area it's touching. It reoxygenates the area it's touching, and it acts like a magnet to pull out all positive ionic matter, which is everything you do not want in your body. Since we're being assaulted on a regular basis, we need to take preventative care on a regular basis. I drink 1 gallon of clay 3 to 4 times a year till it's finished, 1 glass a day. I make it up in advance. It's like a little plan. And I drink 8 ounces first thing in the morning of my light mixture because it works. And it does many things for me. It definitely helps you pull out some of that mercury out of your body, too. And when you learn to take the baths with the clay, gargle with the clay, it fixes anything in the throat, by the way. Even after the cancer of the throat, when I told Elizabeth's sister not to get the surgery on the cancer of the throat, gargle with the clay. We came down from the Canadian border. Months later, she had already done the surgery weeks before, and she couldn't stop coughing. And I said, Elizabeth, doesn't she have some of that clay I left her there for to do facials? And she said, I guess so. Ask her. If she's got it, tell her to add such and such amount of water to it, mix it, and gargle with it for 15 minutes at a time, taking sips and letting it go down your throat. So she did. Up until that time, she had to go back to the doctor every day to scrape her throat because she couldn't stop coughing after the surgery. After she gargled with the clay, she never had to go back again. It's the same with everybody. The man with polyps of the larynx walked into Phil's furniture factory about 20 years ago, and I was babysitting his factory in the break room. And he's talking like this. And I said, if you don't mind, may I ask you something personal? Why do you talk like that? And he explained to me that 25 years before, he had polyps of the larynx. And he had them removed surgically. And about 20 years ago, they grew back, and he's been talking like that ever since. Well, this is about 20 years ago now, and probably 18 years. And I said, may I make a suggestion? And I gave him some bentonite clay, and I said, if you'll gargle with this, and I explained to him how to gargle with it, 15 minutes, taking sips, let it slide down your throat, I think you're going to have an amazing effect. About a week later, a man comes walking in the overhead door. I'm sitting in the break room with the door open, and I see this man in a white suit and a white hat. And I made eye contact with him, and he's talking. And I get up, and I start, well, I said, excuse me, aren't you the man that was talking like this last week? And he said, yes. And I said, knowing what he was going to say, ready to be blown away, I said, why aren't you talking like that anymore? And he said, because I did what you told me to. Oh, my God. And it's been like that ever, always. It's like, oh, my God, man. It's like, if I know what's going to do it, it works. And it goes deeper than that. I have been shown great knowledge. And it's not just the knowledge, it's the gift of knowing. It's like a feeling of intuition. It's knowing what to do when you need to do it, what it is that works. So it's really simple. This is not complicated. You want to re-nutritionalize and remineralize the body. Rehydrate, proper hydration, proper mineralization, proper nutritionalization, proper oxygenation, and proper detoxification deeper and deeper into the cells. You start off by cleaning off some of the some of the sludge, but to get the engine really clean, you got to clean it. We're talking about the outside of the engine. Now we're talking about the inside of your body. We got to go deeper than just washing out your intestines. We want to go into the trillions of cells and let them open up. Help them open up. Dr. Coley discovered in the late 1800s, he discovered that when you heat up the body, well, what happened was his patients with cancer who got strep throat and high fevers no longer had cancer. So he looked into it and he realized, of course, that your normal cells can handle over 105, over 106 degrees of fever. Okay? So when you force the body to heat up and expel the toxins out of the body through the pores, which is the largest organ in the body, your second kidney, your epidermis, you're creating a tremendous lowering of toxic levels deep into your tissue cells. So you got to do it in stages as well. You do it gently and you do it and get it done so you can be free of all dysfunctional health in your life. You return the body to a highly oxygenated, normal homeostasis state. So no disease can fester in it. Just to tell you, Dr. Otto Warburg in the 1930s won 2 Nobel Prizes and was nominated for 3rd. The only man in science ever had that happen, no less in medicine. How did he do that? He proved the prime cause and prevention of cancer. In the 1930s, they knew this? Yeah, 60% or more deprivation of oxygen to the cell, which allows the fermentation process to fester, and the cancer only lives on fermentation sugar. Keep mixing carbohydrates with your meat, flesh products and see how far that gets you in your life. Eat your meats by themselves, your living flesh products, or with vegetables, salads, eggs, fine. Water and teas are equal. Most store-bought drinks are acidic. Waste of your money. They have no enzymes in the juices. They're just, I add it for my smoothie when I want liquid in it. Organic apple juice. Does it have any nutritional value? I don't think so. Just because it's called organic and costs more doesn't mean it has nutritional value. We have to remember that what a man told me 20-something years ago. He said, Edward, you can eat for pleasure and cut your life short, or you can eat for health and live long and have pleasure long into your old age. And I had read a special write-up in the Reader's Digest maybe when I was very young, and they took a survey of all the people over 70, and If you're underage, you don't have to hear this. They were having the best sex of their lives over 70. It's because they didn't have to go to work and they could lay around and caress each other and feed each other grapes and whatnot and enjoy life. Well, if you're not healthy and you don't even live to 70, like most of my friends that didn't listen and put their health first, number one in their life, they're not here no more. They don't get to have no pleasure. But they sure ate that pleasure when they ate it. Oh, that sweet, delicious barbecue sauce on your meat, that's going to really get you far. Mashed potatoes with it. Listen, when you're going to eat your meat, flesh products, enjoy them. Eat them. Season them. Make them delicious. Melted cheese is death, Donna says. Breads are a waste of time unless they're sprouted breads, which is the only kind you can eat with meat, flesh products that won't rot and putrefy through your system. See, that's what's going on inside your system. All that garbage we shovel in our faces, we're combining it, and it's rotting and putrefying through our system because we're not separating our foods properly. So if you're going to eat wrong, take lots of Magazone to clean it out and liquefy your bowels and get it all out of there. Does it turn it, is it, when it liquefies them, does that mean it's making diarrhea? No, just the opposite. It kills all of the bad bacteria and creates flora of good bacteria. It makes it totally hospitable to redevelop your entire immune system, which is what you want, your good bacteria to grow. Okay, let's see if anybody has a question before they get bored from listening to me and fall asleep.
Okay, is there anybody got a question? If you're muted, you got to press star 6. Who is that?
I think you heard an echo, Daryl.
Has anybody got a question?
There you go.
I'm sure they'll have lots of them. Give them a chance to think of one.
If you're muted, press star 6.
This
Hello?
Is Phyllis.
I want everybody to... Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Phyllis.
I was just going to say, can you touch on the foods again that you said should not be mixed together?
I was just going to say that. You must have read my mind. When you eat meat, I'm trying to gather my thoughts. When you eat the meat flesh products and you eat things like grains and things with them, you're throwing your body out of whack into an acidic state. You must, when you eat any living flesh products, either eat them by themselves. For 3 hours, do not mix carbohydrates in there. Now, if you do it sometimes, I get it. It's not going to kill you if you do it sometimes, right? But your basic way of looking at food should be, first, I am always thirsty, even though I think I'm hungry. Drink a glass of water before you choose. It calms you down to make your choices better. The water will go out of your stomach and allow you to eat within 15 to 20 minutes. Therefore, you can choose and plan to eat a little healthier than just cramming something into the empty space. Okay. That being said, when you mix the grains and meat flesh products, you're causing your body to go into an acidic state. You're causing all that agita, regurgitation, You know, I used to eat meatballs and spaghetti. I'd go to sleep afterwards because it's heavy, right? Man, by the time I wouldn't even lay down all the way, and that burning acid would come up through the back of my throat, right out my nostrils. God is my witness. So I'm an expert on all that nonsense. And I was so busy making money that I didn't listen to two doctors that tried to tell me about the food combining chart, and I didn't pay attention. Instead, I had a stroke in 1999 at 47 years old, loading one of my big bobtailed trucks with them big heavy speakers. Up until then, four guys would feed me the merchandise. I'd do the packing of the big trucks. That day changed everything. I dropped the speakers. I no longer could lift my hand even above my ear, and that was on a permanent basis. I no longer could curl, bending my elbow more than 2 pounds. It changed everything. I could no longer drag around those big old TVs before they made the flat screens. I had 37-inch TVs that I was marketing and everything. Man, boy, did it change things. I walked inside, told my manager take over, and all I knew is I wanted to live more than anything. I was 47 years old. I am now in my 73rd year. I have studied and found out how never to have heart disease. I found another man. I found so many people to teach me. Patrick, an engineer, spent 14,000 hours and huge amounts of money before and after testing to reverse engineer his heart disease. Unbelievable, the knowledge that you can acquire if you really, really want it bad enough. Well, I wanted it bad enough. I love life, and I wanted to live. And that means in good health. If you want to live, you certainly don't want to live in lousy health. So let's get busy. Acting as the CEO of your own company, your own health care. Because if you don't take charge of it, no doctor, that's not his job. His job is to do the tests accurately, judge the test, and try to accurately diagnose your situation. And your job is to manage your health care. That means you're to do all the investigative work. His only other job for the doctor is to suggest protocols that are very limited. They do not have...
Excuse me? Phyllis, there's a lot of background. If somebody's unmuted and got background noise, please mute with the *6. And we'll ask, and when you're ready to ask a question, then press *6 again to unmute. And go ahead, Ed. I'm sorry about that.
Edward here. And we're just getting an understanding of how we can control our destiny in our life. We weren't given this life just to bounce around any old way. No, we were given this life, and we were given the intellect we were given, which is pretty good intellect we all have, in order to utilize it in a proper manner, so we can function in the best way possible. And the best way possible would be to make use of all the seeds and herbs of the earth in the proper manner. Because that's what was put here for us to be able to utilize to keep ourselves in pristine health. All of those over 14,000 herbs that no one knows about are beneficial for our health in some way, shape, or form. How will you learn about them all? Well, for me, when I realized that the most important thing I had already been shown when I was introduced to Dr. Freebot in early 2000 on my quest to learn how to make sure I never have a heart attack or stroke again, clean out all my arteries, make them soft and supple again, I was introduced by Ed McCabe, the author of Flood Your Body with Oxygen, over 600 pages, to, which by the way is still the number one outstanding literary compilation, investigative reporting of all biooxidative therapies ever been written. And it's been revised 5 times. And it speaks of all biooxidative therapies. When the author introduced me to Dr. Freebot, who talked him into writing the book on all the other biooxidative therapies other than hydrogen peroxide therapy, which can be utilized to purify the body. And we're not talking about the stuff in the 3% bottle that you buy in the store for 98 cents or something at Walmart. We're talking about a food-grade medicinal application that can be utilized to save lives in an emergency. Biooxidative therapies are the proper applications to purify the body. They reoxygenate all the tissue cells. It can be done in obviously different ways. There's no one application that's the only thing that works. There are simpler ways of doing things, however, and I like the simplest way of doing things. Least expensive, simplest way of attaining your desired results in health. So when you put something like MagOzone in your body, you're changing everything. The more you need it, the less you need to show a difference. When you're having an asthma attack, a tiny bit under your tongue would resolve it. That, arrhythmias and palpitations, almost as soon as it kind of penetrates under your tongue into your blood. Of course, it'll swallow, and in 3 to 4 minutes, it'll work too. As soon as the capsules dissolve, get benefit. Go ahead.
You had mentioned on your first call that you don't eat meats and carbs together, but isn't that what sandwiches are?
Right. You should, if you really want to make a sandwich, get the sprouted breads. Ezekiel makes them, and they have them off brands. I know they've gone up in price, but don't eat sandwiches all the time. If you really want to make a sandwich, you can eat that or the wraps they make sprouted. You can mix that with meat. The sprouted breads, for some reason, do not rot and putrefy through your system. It's the only kind of bread that don't.
Yeah, I think what we grew up on was white bread. And I attended conferences where they talked about foods, and they said, take a piece of white bread and squeeze it, and it goes into just a big lump. And they said, that's not what you should be eating. So, and this was back in the early 80s, so I started searching for other types of bread to eat, and I've never gone back to white bread. But I just
thought... Well, I thought brown bread was better, wheat bread and all that. Yeah. It turns out I probably wasn't right about that either.
Well,
I thought 7-Up was the best soda because it didn't have the dyes in it. So I drank them 2 liters at a time. Yeah, right.
Oh, gosh.
And ended up with a stroke, I'm telling you.
Yeah. Well.
Ignorance is pervasive. And a mentor of mine told me in 1972, he said that the only difference between cavemen in the caves, it with the ignorance and darkness, is now they put windows in the walls. The same ignorance and darkness is still pervasive behind the walls. It was quite an enlightening way of viewpoint of looking at things, and he's absolutely right. Now that I've had 50 years to look at it, the ignorance. I mean, if I think I'm ignorant, imagine how I see lawyers and doctors. Doctors can't heal themselves or their own families. They certainly can't heal those. Lawyers and lawyers go to they go to lawyers when they have legal problems. Lawyers, when they have legal problems, and judges, I can make them have to hire a lawyer just to save their own career if they mess with any of my friends. And so they certainly can't heal themselves. Doctors have one of the lowest life expectancies of all the professions, and the second highest suicide rate after the psychiatrist. So what's up with that? Why do people go to them in their white lab coats and look up to them as some kind of like better as gods or something when they can't even do anything for their health? And they look at lawyers who are just in cahoots, obviously working with the judges to fleece the public for 400 years. And the lawyers don't even write anything. They get their paralegals to do the lousy jobs that they do, and they're just there scaring you into paying them more so that they don't drop your case. And that's all they ever do is, you know. So they go to doctors to get healed. Doctors go to lawyers. They never get anything. I mean, the whole thing is a joke to me. From my point of view, it's like slapstick comedy this whole life. These are really ignorant people that actually think what's ignorant is that they think they're above everybody. Are you kidding? And people think they're above them. They treat doctors and lawyers like they're somebody above themselves. Are you kidding me?
Is there anybody else with a question at this point? If you're muted, press *6 to unmute.
This is Marilyn. I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Marilyn.
Go ahead.
Can you take too much of the bentonite, the calcium bentonite, so that it would take out too many minerals from you?
No, it doesn't take out minerals. It actually has lots of its own and leaves traces of certain things that it needs in your body. Can you take too much at one time? Here's the strategy. You make up a 1 to 10 mixture. Let's say a gallon of clay to me, a clay water, a thin mixture, is considered a detox. 8 ounces a day times 16 days is 128 ounces. In a gallon, I would put 12 ounces of powder. 120 ounces, 12 ounces of powder, 60-something ounces, 6 ounces of powder, 30-something ounces, 3 ounces of powder, see, 1 to 10. Okay, so what you're doing is if your bowels, let's say you have diarrhea, dysentery, and you want to firm up your bowels, you want it to tighten your bowels, let's just say. So don't drink a glass of water after you drink that glass of clay. Let's say you were more tight and constipated, and you wanted to loosen your bowels, right? Drink a glass of water after you drink the 8 ounces of clay water. And it will do the opposite. It will loosen your bowels. So you're in total charge going from the mixture I tell you, 8 ounces, to whether or not you drink a glass of water afterwards, always. You have the control over whether you want to tighten or loosen your bowel. So do not drink large amounts of clay It's not necessary. Can you drink 12 ounces of that mixture? Sure you can. How do I mix the clay? Besides the written instructions, I like to mix it in a halfway full of water, the container, or 60% full. Cut a 2-liter bottle in half with a scissor. It cuts like butter. And when I turn it upside down, it fits right in the open mouth of a half gallon, a gallon bottle. And the powder goes right in because it's so wide, the 2-liter opening of the bottle. It's a great funnel for the clay. And then I turn it sideways and shake it, shake it, shake it. Do the hula. And shake it some more that night. And the next morning I shake it again. And each time I make sure there's no residuals on the bottom. I want a clean mixture. And every time before I drink it. But the next morning when I shake it, I almost fill it up with water. After I shook the residual off the bottom, I almost fill it up with more water and leave a little room to just give it a tiny shake. Pour a glass. It goes down smooth as can be. And then I can always shake it because I already poured a glass out. Every time before you drink it or pour a glass, I do it in the morning on an empty stomach. Can you drink it throughout the day? You can do anything. It doesn't matter. The idea is get it into you and get it into your little puppies and dogs and get rid of those parasites in them and the tumors in them, and let's clean it out, okay?
Thank you.
That's a starter. You're welcome.
Okay. Is there anybody else with a question?
For sure.
Somebody else with a question?
Let's see. I can think of a question. I want people to know that taking the product, we found these products from More Mito Company that have just the right oils in it and have all the right ingredients in it and has a special XDS technology delivery system that's making a lot of difference in most of my friends' health. So instead of me having to tell them buy this and buy that and get some of this and get some of that, we found something that's actually working, and we don't have to guess because we're getting the results we want. Oh, my God. So we're talking about people regrowing the mitochondria, the energy generators in the cells that are killed off by glyphosate, Agent Orange, aging, pharmaceuticals, let's see, killed off by older age, toxins, breathing poisons, all of that stuff kills your mitochondria, which are your energy generators in your cell, which allow the systems of your bodies to operate properly and make use of the oxygen that's necessary for those generators to run. So Dr. Bevan come up with this XDS technology, this exponential delivery system that's increasing the strength of the additional 44 ingredients in the base of olive oil, olive leaf, and black seed oil known throughout antiquity to improve the human condition up to 1,000-fold penetration, not only into the cell, but into the tiny, tiny mitochondria. And the results are nothing but astounding. Everyone's going to have to learn and listen to what's going on with this technology and these products because it will sweep the globe. Right now, nobody knows about it except for those that do. And they're very, if you ask anybody if they know about it, they don't know about it. Nobody does. I've known about it for over 2 years now. I turned on a lot of people to it, and I have had nothing but amazing results, so I am most pleased just to get everybody just to listen to what they're presenting and the actual testimonies since the mitochondria are densest in the eyes, the brain, the heart, and the organs, people are getting their eyesight improved. Their float is gone. Their cataracts. They're out driving at night without the night vision problems anymore. And that was 4 in one day. Their heart, like James Clark, my good friend, no longer needs a new heart. Carnell, his heart is wall of his heart is all fixed. I could tell you each individual person that has had astounding results, detoxifying, eliminating those toxins, renutritionalizing, using the right oils, reoxygenating, remineralizing, you're going to have results that doctors never even dreamed were possible. They had no idea you can do all these things. They are not trained to know any of this. They were kept from it. Go ahead.
Scotty, New York. So you're talking about remineralizing. When you mix up the clay for either the poultice or to drink it, you're using distilled water, or do you use water from, you have some kind of ozone machine? I don't know. What water do you use? And then, because I need to get a new distiller, what minerals do you then replenish to go along with the mag ozone, like, for the hungry water that's distilled? Do you want to take, vitamins or other things with? Are you?
Great questions, Scotty. The water you want to mix should be clean. Distilled water is fine to use with the mixing the bentonite clay for drinking or for using for facials or pulties. Pulties is always thicker than facials, 2 parts water, 1 part clay. Facials, 3 parts water, 1 part clay. You want it to be thin. Okay, what else? The minerals that we use is ABC Atomic Mineral Water. What minerals do is something similar to a restructuring machine would do. If I ran the water through restructuring and mixed it with the clay, it'll hardly leave any residual on the bottom. If I ozonate the water and mix it with the clay, it'll hardly leave any residual on the bottom. If I put the minerals, the atomic mineral water, a little bit into the water, it'll hardly leave any residuals on the bottom. And I noticed those differences out of experience from years of mixing clay. And I realized that, and I used glass bottles many of the times from Sprouts for $9.99. You can get the organic apple juice, enjoy the juice, and keep the bottle instead of paying $12.95 at Natural or somewhere. Natural grosses just for an empty bottle. Give me a break. Anyway, that being said, it is the water is more hydrating and hydrates easier, mixes with the clay easier. If it's structured water, mineralized water, ozonated water, that is true. But it works either way. It doesn't matter. I use distilled water, mix it with the clay, shake it. I will tell you, it becomes the very smoothest by the fifth day. That way, even if I use 2 half-gallon containers, I make them both at the same time. Don't wait. Make it up, and the clay is easy to drink. There's no taste. If for some reason somebody has an aversion to the mental thought of drinking the clay and they just won't do it, here's how you get them. You take that mixture that you already made up and you go 50-50 with apple juice, right? They'll never know it. Just tell them you made them the most delicious apple juice smoothie, because the clay absorbs the flavor of whatever it's touching, the apple juice, and they're just going to say, wow, this is good. Try it. It works. Or any juice, it'll take on the flavor.
Okay, is there anybody with a question?
Hey, let me answer another question you haven't asked. Let's talk about your mouth. Abscesses. Let's talk about all the infections that develop in your mouth, right? Well, if you make up the clay thick, two parts water, one part clay, let it hydrate for 6 to 12 hours, like always. Pack it in your jaw. It'll absorb all of that abscess. And you don't even need antibiotics that are going to kill your immune system. By the way, let me mention this to everybody. The most powerful natural antibiotic on the planet is red clover. I make tea out of it. I'm getting large amounts of it soon to ship in my clay packages. I like everybody to at least get a sample and make a pot so they clean out some of that infections in our body. Even if we don't think we have any infection in our body, we usually have something going on. And it assists. Red clover, the most powerful natural antibiotic on the planet. I don't need antibiotics from pharmaceuticals. They're not good for you. Neither are any of their shots. Stay away from their injections. They've never been of any value. The polio shots from the beginning gave people polio. They lied about everything. They're liars. They want to make you think, oh yeah, polio vaccines were good, mumps, measles. Yeah, give me a break. It's all lies, but you don't know it. You want me to prove it? Anybody that doesn't believe it's lies, they need me to prove it sometime. That would take a little while, but I have whistleblower files that'll blow your mind of the real truth about these evil people that run this medical system in this country. You want to know the real truth? Wait, dig in, pay attention, and listen on.
Hey, I got a question. You know, when you put that mixture, you'd make it like a 2-to-1 mix, and then you would just you'd let it set so it sets up. You said for a few days. And then just pack it in your mouth? How long would you leave it in your mouth?
First of all, let it set for 6 to 12 hours until it gels. It gels as smooth as sour cream. When you pack it in your mouth, just go to sleep with it in your mouth overnight. I'll do it sometimes even if you don't have a problem with your teeth. Pack it in your jaws overnight. Go to sleep, breathe through your nose, right? That way, when you breathe through your nose, you get in that nitric oxide. You know what I mean? By the way, that magnesium ozone produces a lot of nitric oxide in your arteries and veins to keep them soft and supple. But you want to just keep it in your mouth overnight, and the thing will come to a head. All of that infection will be pulled out. If it's ever really bad, like when my jaw was so swollen that my eye was closed at 3 in the morning, I put some of those patches on just to get me. I did some acupuncture on my face at 3 in the morning just to stop the pain. But then I piled the clay on the outside and the inside of my jaw. I have all the pictures from about 10 years ago when that happened. And I just packed it on, man. It came to a head, and I actually saw this white pointed head coming out inside my mouth. When it busted, all of that white pus came out of it, man. And that clay just absorbs it all the infection, all the bad stuff, so you don't get poisoned. By the way, if you ever poison yourself, I mean really, truly poison yourself, and you want to live, get that clay in your stomach, whether it's the gel, the liquid, I don't care how you get it in, get it down. In 20 minutes, it'll reach into the deepest part of your gut and stop the pain. It'll absorb the poison, follow through the next day and the next day. Make sure no poison was left in your body from food poisoning or nothing. You never need to go to, you don't need to go to the hospital. You just need to know what to do to take care of yourself. When you get one of your limbs ripped open, you pack it in bentonite clay and put the wet bentonite and put the cellophane over it, and then wrap it in an ACE bandage. It'll heal it. Don't you worry. Let it air out for 12 hours. Put it on again and again, and it'll heal with no scab, no scar, no antibiotics, no sign it ever existed. Same with, I don't care what kind of snake bite, any kind of infection, that clay will pull out of your body. And it makes your skin, your face, it'll take 10 to 20 years off your face the very first time you use it. I tell all the girls, you're going to fall in love with me as soon as you see what that clay does to your looks. Or at least my clay you're going to fall in love with anyway.
I have a question.
Okay,
or two. For a facial, what is
three parts water.
Thank you.
One part clay. Mixed with anything but metal utensils. You don't want to leave clay sitting on metal utensils. It will strip the metal off of them and out of your body. It pulls all metals out. And then let it gel on its own. It's a thinner mixture. When you put it on, let it dry on its own. You don't need a fan. You don't need wind. And you don't just let it slowly pull open up every pore and suck the pus out of every thousands, millions of pores on your face. Watch what it does. It works miracles, okay? And for people of color or have dark spots, skin changes, even white people even have dark aging spots, pulls all that out. That's all toxins coming out of your body. Even the Maglezone did that for James Clark's wife, Carolyn, my good friend. She started just taking my Maglezone, and she had these black dots under her armpits, real bad, big black dots. And she said, Edward, the more I take this Maglezone, the more those black dots are getting lighter and lighter, and they're gone. This was, a few months went by. And I said, yeah, because that's toxins, those dark spots, age spots. That's all that is. Just lower your toxic levels down in your body. You'll live long, happy, healthy, and enjoy pleasure into your old ages. Imagine my father at 95 telling me everything's working in the sex department a couple of months ago.
Oh.
Jesus. Well, I offered him a new girl.
He wouldn't tell that to your sister. But I have another question, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
You spoke about using the clay on your gums when you sleep, and you said breathe through your nose. So, correct. So how do you force yourself to breathe through your nose? Some people are just mouth breathers. I am one of them.
If you lay on one side, one of your nostrils will be open. Lay on your right. Well, one side or the other, you'll see one nostril will stay open. I can put carnosine little patches on both sides of your nostrils and one in between your brows to effectuate acupuncture. And within 30 to 45 minutes, both your nostrils will be open. You can do there's another way, that more mito gel and restore. We put some of it up in the ball of our nose and then close our nose and snort it up in the back. When people have serious sinus problems and it's opening up and dealing with all that, that bacteria likes the cold wetness back in the back of your nostrils, and it loves it back there, that cold dampness, and it likes to make babies, and that's all they do is make babies, and they clog up your nose. Growing inside your nostrils. So, yeah. That can present a challenge. You see what you can do. But if you need a little help with that, let me know. Because,
Edward, you want to talk a little bit about scars and using a poultice to remove scars and what causes the scars?
But when you wake up in the morning and you have a mouthful of clay, let's just say, you don't even need to open your eyes. You can either leave it in there and keep it in there in the morning. You don't really have to get rid of it. Or while I'm laying in bed there, I'll swallow it slowly down my throat and let it slide down my esophagus, stripping all the dead cells and cancer cells. Instead of just drinking it down and letting it rush through, I let it go down nice and slow and thick through my esophagus. Now, you want to talk about scar tissue. Scar tissue is, for the very reason it's a protective shield, is heavy metals. All scabs and scar tissue, whether it's above the surface of the skin or internal from sports wounds or any kind of trauma, physical trauma, you will have scar tissue above the surface of the skin or internally from wounds, and all you do is pile the clay on top, wrap it with cellophane and an ACE bandage, and put it on for 12 hours at a time, air it out over and over again until the scar tissue that's raised above the surface of the skin is lowered down to the skin level. All of that heavy metals is sucked up by the clay. What do you call it? encapsulated. It's not dissolved, so it's just drawn into the clay. And let's say the man broke his leg 40 years ago, and he says, "Edward, I'm the weatherman. I'll tell you when it's going to rain. I can feel it in my leg right here." And after I teach him how to wrap his leg with the bentonite clay nice and thick, maybe add some, if you want it thicker, you can add some cotton gauze or cotton rag that you have to make a second layer and put some more on top of the rag after you put some clay on, just to make it a little thicker to hold it in place. In some situations, you want to make it a little thicker. And then wrap it in cellophane, put an ACE bandage or whatever your favorite way of keeping it in place is, and leave it on for 12 hours. And if he does that a few times, he's going to now be on the unemployment line and lose his job as the weatherman. I'll have him add a heating pad maybe to the thing so it even activates it and pulls deeper inside. Let's just get it going. Pull out all that heavy metal scar tissue from inside the knee where you've been grinding the knee together. We need to heal it. We need to pull the blood to the area, reoxygenate it, and help re-stimulate the growth of the stem cells to regrow the cartilage, which, by the way, that was more mito topical gel is actually regrowing the cartilage in my father's knees. He no longer needs a cane, and he's out dancing 2 to 3 times a week every dance. He don't even sit down no more. I offered him a new girlfriend, Sheree's mother, 86 years old. She has a private trainer. Nice lady. He says, "I got too many of them. Where does she live?" He's 95. "Where does she live?" I said, "No, she doesn't live in Florida." "It's okay." I just... So, you know, health is it's partly a state of mind. The state of mind you have to have is that your health is the most important thing in your life.
You want to go over that again with, like, if somebody's got, you know, bone on bone with their knees, and the best way to handle that?
Yep. Oh my God! You're gonna want several things. I have something else. They came out with, they do have the most amazing knee brace on the market that you can wear for 3 hours, and it actually adds therapy to your leg. It actually is healing it. It's so amazing. But forget about that. We're talking about, that's what the insurance pays for if you need to go to hospital stuff. But if you put the clay on it repeatedly, over and over, what you're going to do is you're going to pull the blood to the area, reoxygenate all the tissue in the area, re-stimulate the stem cells to do what they're supposed to do, which is regenerate what they're what they've been DNA'd to do. Their job, they're going to function properly again. When you put the more mito restore and rejuvenate gel topically on top of the knee, you watch the pain just go away. It goes inside, and it has a penetration deep inside that's going to take away all the pain from your arthritis, from your all your inflammation in your hands, your back, your shoulders, all of these injuries people have had, maybe never had relief from pain in 20 years. All of a sudden, they're sleeping for 20. They're able to be relieved from pain for the 24 hours as soon as they get it. You must hear the testimonies of so many of my friends. My friend John was blown up in the Philippines, and he let it sit on the shelf for 2 days and then texts me. I get the text 4 hours later. It says, I put it on my knee, and I was out of pain. So I slathered it up my thigh. I was out of pain. On my hip, I was out of pain. On my back, I was out of pain. So I get the text 4 hours later. I call him up. What's up, John? He says to me, wow, this stuff is amazing. I said, did you put the stuff in your mouth? I didn't know what to call it back then. It was right when I found out about it, and I knew he needed it bad. And I said, did you put any of that stuff in your mouth? He said, no, how do I do it? I said, try a dropper every 2 hours or something. So he did. Calls me back from that island off the shore of Washington on the West Coast. And I'm looking at my watch, and I said, I'll be damned, it's 5:30 in the morning, and he's calling me back from over there. That's not usual, right? Okay. So I said, what's up, John? He says to me, Edward, this is amazing. I've been up all night. You can't believe how much I got done. He said, I've been curled up in a ball for weeks now wanting to die. I've been in so much pain. I even thought of committing suicide. You know I'd never do it. I'm too strong a person. Yeah, right. But you talked it enough. And he says to me, all my depression is gone. This is amazing. I said, good, John. Get some sleep. You've been up all night. Go get some sleep. I got him recorded saying this stuff. I called Roger, the CEO of the company. I said, Roger, you got to hear this. You got to hear what this guy's saying, man. This was right in the beginning when I got involved. I couldn't believe the testimonies I was getting from my friends. It blew my freaking mind. So I realized we had something very, very unusual. I mean, I heard the phone call. I was blown away by the phone call, but it became really real when I put it on my neck that time when I first got my package. And that muscle that was locked up from falling asleep on it and in the wrong position, I couldn't turn my head to either side. I've never been able to fix that without having to push on it for a half hour, an hour with my thumbs to try to unlock that locked up muscle from my shoulder to my skull. And I looked at that jaw that I had smelled earlier that day I had just gotten, and I remembered they said something about pain that it, all right, I heard it a bunch of times. So I opened up the cap and it was dripping off the cap, and I took 2 fingers and swiped it. And I rubbed it from my shoulder up into my hair of my skull, and the second I put it on, it was cold and wet, and it unlocked the muscle instantly. And I said, what the freak is this? I never experienced anything like that in my whole life. And I told Roger, I could not. And then, you know what I told him more recently? I said, you know, 3 days later, I doubted it happened. How could that have happened? My mind was playing tricks on me like it never happened. Not that it never happened, but how's that possible? Well, it's been like that ever since. Everybody I've had that have had, like Kevin, I call him up. I hadn't spoken to him in years, and his number was no good. So I emailed Kevin Jackson, a good salesman from the past. And I said, Kevin, when I finally spoke to him, he said, Edward, I got into a serious accident a year and a half ago, and I'm all busted up. I'm in bad shape. I said, you're kidding me. I said, then it's a good thing I got a hold of you because I got everything that you need to fix you. He said, what are you talking about? I said, never mind. It's free to join. There's no risk, no monthly minimum order ships. They're going just on the power of their products, what they're doing, and they expect to get it out to the whole world without charging anybody a dime for a website and nothing. That's how strong this is. I said, do me a favor. I'm going to join you for free. He gave me permission. I want you to listen to a couple of those testimonial calls in the back office. I'm going to show you how to listen. I'm going to send you what you need. That was on a Friday. I told him, you need to get on a live call on Saturday morning, and you need to hear these in this live Q&A. You get to ask questions. You're not going to believe what's going on. He called me back that night. He said, Edward, I listened to six of those calls. He said, this is the most astounding thing I have ever heard of in my life. And it's been like that ever since. The same with everybody else. That's all my friends that have been busted up in bad shape. They're all healing their mental state. They no longer are depressed. All of that's gone. None of them want to commit suicide anymore. All the drugs, they're able to get off the alcohol and drugs because something they're putting in their bodies doing something that is magnificent. What it's doing is absolutely the right thing for everybody, and it's according to what their body needs, it seems.
Okay, is there anybody with a question before we close?
I got a question.
Yeah, who's speaking?
This is Rod, Oregon.
Yeah, go ahead, Rod.
Where's the best place to get these products?
I'm gonna give this out in a little bit. It's abchealth.info.
Oh, okay.
Abchealth.info.
Yeah, that'll take you to the MagnaZone part, and then you can click on the store and find out about the clay, but you won't be able to find out about the other company's products, the More Mito products. we'll have him help you get that. We'll get you all that so that you can take advantage of this knowledge and these technologies and these applications and benefit from them. I mean benefit. Oh, my goodness. That's all I could tell you. I live my life this way. This is, if I don't do what I tell others to do, that's be ridiculous. I was told that if I'm going to advise anybody of things to do, I better be willing to take my own advice. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anybody else with a question? Did that answer your question there, Rod?
I have a question.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Who is that had a question?
I have a question. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Go ahead, Kent.
Okay. This is Kent, New York. Ed, I know there's other types of bentonite clay around. I think there's sodium bentonite clay, et cetera. It must be calcium bentonite clay. And then if you were going to take additional minerals, would they have to be colloidal or could they be minerals that are non-colloidal? Thank you.
As long as they're good minerals, you're not taking junk. It's helpful. Minerals are necessary in our bodies because we are electrical beings. We need those minerals to help with the circuits and the electricity of our bodies. And that should be understood by everybody. Don't just ignore the mineral parts. Okay. The other question, what was it? Jeepers.
Other types of clay besides.
Those will have different effects. Sodium bentonite obviously is different. There are no two clays are created equal. So they're not all the same, and they have different, let's put it this way. If I'm going to just do it a few times a year, I want the best of the best. If I'm going to, why bother with anything? I got the one that replaced the 97% pure green clay in France for the Chernobyl disaster, and it went into the chocolate candies for the children. Within 6 weeks, all the side effects from the radiation that the children were going through and experiencing was gone. That clay will get rid of all that radiation in our bodies.
Who had a question?
Oh, this is Rochelle in Idaho.
Go ahead, Rochelle.
I just wanted to say, sorry, I was calling my dog. I just want to say, Ed, you are a great entertainer and a fabulous storyteller. I've enjoyed this program very, very much, and I yield.
Oh. Wow, thank you for your comment. Honestly, I always wonder if I am just, I don't know what people are when they hear at the other end. And what your comments just now is what I need to know. Am I being effectual? Am I boring people? Could it be done better? We need to just perfect everything, do the best we can. And I consider everything I've done in my life practice for what I'm doing, and what I'm doing is practice for what I'm going to be doing.
Practice what you preach.
Well, that's another thing. I do that too. And I'm reminded by my own little voice in my head, Edward, you need to do this, because I tell it to other people, so now it tells it to me too.
Very good. You're very, very good. You've enlightened my evening. Thank you so much.
Okay. Was there anybody else with a question before we close?
I have a question. Okay. This is Lynn on, right now in New York.
Okay,
and,
go ahead, Lynn.
I'm a CNHP, which is Certified Natural Health Professional. And I've had three clients over the years that are men and didn't bother to tell me at first, but they all are having prostate problems. Different types. It's all about their prostate. And I haven't found a solution for anything in, you know, that works effectively all the time. Do you have any suggestions?
Oh, absolutely. I remember when a friend of mine, a little guy who bench pressed 680 pounds, a little tiny black man,
Good grief.
His name was Dallas. And he calls me up. He's in his 80s. He calls me up years ago from Chicago. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And he says to me, and he's talking to me on the phone, and all of a sudden he says, I had prostate cancer and I beat it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And my next question, of course, out of my mouth is, okay, what'd you do to beat it? Right.
Mm-hmm.
And when he told me, I said, that's exactly how you do it. Right. He said, I did vitamin C IVs. High-dose vitamin C IVs. Okay, that works great for prostate cancer, actually. So that'll work great. What would I recommend somebody do when they have a swollen or inflamed area by the prostate? Inflammation, swelling, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you go get one of those shopping bags from any place that's a little better than the Walmart ones, you know, that don't tear as quickly. They all tear easy. But you cut a hole in each corner, stick your toe in through each corner, and pull it right up to the buttocks.
Mm-hmm.
Pack it up with clay on your unders, your privates, on your pelvis, and put one of those ladies' belts with the two rings across it, and just pull it tight and leave it on and wear it overnight and everything. I taught this to a man recently that I teach this to everybody who has prostate problem. They're going to end up taking large doses of my MagoZone in large amounts to really lower down all of that inflammation and get those things, get that stuff really out of the way. But you know what he told me? He said, I went and got a pair of bicycle racing stretchy shorts, and I pulled that up over the plastic bag, and I said, damn, that's a great idea. That is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
So that clay is going to suck out all that inflammation and swelling. It's going to start lowering down all that inflammation from outside the body. And when you drink large amounts of the magnesium ozone, you're going to find that it's going to work beautifully, the ozone, into your blood. It's going to get to that area there when you take larger amounts. You can also take large dose vitamin C slowly all day long to add to your intake diet, you know, orally, honestly, with citrus bioflavonoids, rose hips, the ascorbic acid, lysine, to get it in there like I do. I like to make cold and hot beverages with those things in them just to drink it all day so it's not just plain water. So I'm getting some medicinal things that are beneficial. The humans don't make vitamin C. We need 10,000, 12,000 milligrams a day, and the government's telling us they want to limit us to 50 milligrams a day. If your body is in any kind of stress, serious challenges, it would definitely help to increase the vitamin C to like 30,000 milligrams a day, slowly spread out all day. And the yolk of the eggs in the egg, that soft liquid oak yolk, when you cook your eggs in the fried eggs, that's got the lysine in it to get the vitamin C into your blood, too. I just get some lysine powder and throw it in my hot or cold beverage that I drink like that.
Are you familiar
with... I make it sweet with stevia.
Are you familiar with Health Force Superfoods? They have a truly natural vitamin C. It's 100% food sourced. It comes from acerola, camu, and amla, which are like the highest vitamin C fruits. And you can take a heaping 2 teaspoons of it every day, and it gives you enough stuff. It completely changed everything. I used to have horrible varicose veins. They were ugly. They were awful, and it was due to my lifestyle then. But I started taking it in 6 months. They were completely healed, and I have normal-looking legs again.
Oh, very good. The clay does that too, by the way. When you pile the clay on top, it works on varicose veins, and so does the more mito products. But I'm glad that you told me that as well. That's very good. The vitamin C, the reason why I took it the way I took it is because I can take, and I buy it in huge amounts, and I just make it from scratch. I'll buy everything separate and put it all together. That's me personally. Not everybody's going to do what I do. Not everybody's going to do the things I do, you know, exactly.
This vitamin C has not only the vitamin C, but it has all the bioflavonoids because it's coming from a natural source. And it works wonders. And I take that in MSM every day, and it strengthens all the interstitial tissue. It's great.
I forgot to tell you that not only do I put in this, I told you I put in the citrus bioflavonoids because they're essential to get the vitamin C into your blood, what you were just talking about, bioflavonoids. But I use something that's better than MSM, and I put it in the same drink. It's called food-grade organic sulfur. And the sulfur is what's missing from our food since 1956 from the fertilizer that is in the Carnegie, the petrochemical fertilizer, took out all the sulfur. So we're not getting enough of it from our long leafy green vegetables unless you're eating whole heads of it every day. So adding a little sulfur to my diet on a daily basis is an excellent way of helping deliver even more oxygen to my cells, et cetera.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the info. I'm going to share this with the gentleman that I know because they're... The doctors don't know what to tell them. They suggest surgery every time. Stupid.
Right.
And they have some very surgeries now that make things worse.
Right. Mostly surgery is not the answer. We can do most things without surgery. If we do need surgery, I'll show you how to prepare for the surgery in advance by regrowing mitochondria so that you heal much faster. Your energy levels go through the ceiling. And... how to heal all wounds much faster. Oh, by the way, I was just thinking, when Calvin had herpes and his mother introduced me to her family, I said, if you don't mind, could you tell me, what is that on his lip? She said, she's been buying the medicine for 2 years. He's been taking it every month. And every month he breaks out with that cold sore on his lip.
Mm.
I said, if you don't mind, may I make a suggestion? Have him drink the calcium bentonite clay, and he can utilize it topically directly onto the sore.
Mm-hmm.
And within 4 months, it will eradicate the virus, the herpes virus, and the gout that it is needing to go and leave the body, and he won't have it anymore. Well, after the first month, it never came back. That was after 2 years of having it.
Yeah.
And I called Pandu, his brother, which is, he's not a wise guy like Calvin was, but I can always call Pandu, who was older, and I have a great relationship, like he's my own brother. And I'll ask him every time I talk to him, hey, did he get those, did those herpes come back on his lips or anywhere anymore? No.
Yeah, it's amazing. Natural is much better than their drugs.
Okay. Natural's everything. Drugs are no good. Go ahead.
Thank you.
One more question. It's Rochelle again.
Okay, make it quick.
I might have missed this, but I have a friend that just got diagnosed with breast mass, and they want to biopsy and do surgery, and she's refusing, and it's going to go natural. So can she put a poultice, like in an old bra, and hold it up against her area they identified?
Mm-hmm.
Put cellophane over it to keep the clay wet all the time. That's part of the process, yes.
Okay,
You might want to have her talk to me, and we'll go over particular things so she can get her head straight that she's in charge of doing this, no matter what they want to do. And even if she ever chose to do the terrible things that I don't believe that she should ever do, even chemotherapy. I know of two doctors in this country that starve the body for a week or two, fast it, and then take some sugar. What is it called? Starts with a G. Okay.
Glucose.
And they mix it with that. Thank you. I knew everybody's going to know that one. We're doing puzzles here. Okay. So the glucose, and mix it with like a tiny bit of the chemotherapy, and it gets sucked up right into the tumor because they want that sugar. If you've been starving the body for 2 weeks and haven't let it have anything, the first thing that's going to happen when that sugar goes in there is that tumor is going to suck it up. Do I know a lot of things? Yeah. I know that if you stick a tumor that's actually cancerous to do a biopsy and it leaks out, it'll metastasize and spread through the body. Not only that, when they do these biopsies, they stick metals in your body and they tell you it's old so we can track where we already checked. Baloney, man. Mm. Those metals are causing the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting these hairline metals in people's bodies. I know this for a fact. I've been paying attention.
Well, that doctor just told her she had 6 months to live, and that's it. But she's a very strong woman. So, anyway, thank you.
So.
And I'll pass this on. Thank you.
Okay, Edward.
I just want you to know there's a lot she needs to know. She needs to highly oxygenate all of her tissue cells. The clay is one aspect of the healing process, okay? Let's get a conference, and I'll talk to you about it, and we can help people to understand how to deal with this properly. Can I take it to the next level? I can take it to the very highest level when it gets real serious. We can fix this, but let's fix it right away. Before it gets
and
serious.
She has Parkinson's, too, that she's trying to heal, so the combination
I'm going to need to know more. We're going to get some of that more mito oil into her. That's going to help her not only with her Parkinson's, okay, but it's going to help her with regrowing the mitochondria to be able to withstand that problem with the carcinogenics that are causing any problems. And it may not be actual cancer. It could be. It can be lymph nodes, swollen lymph nodes. Your lymph system has four times the fluid than your blood in your body. It is the major disposal of your body for liquids. Mm-hmm. And it must be literally people's, women especially need to know this. Your breasts need to be massaged properly for an hour and a half just to get those lymph fluids moving. And it needs to be done on a somewhat basis, regular basis, done very properly to get them moving, okay?
Now, okay. After the call ended, can I get your number to conference call with her, with Daryl? I can call Daryl.
Ed, you want to?
Yeah, you can give it out now. It's okay.
Okay, you want to give out your your phone number if anybody wanted to call, or it's abchealth.info is the website.
Right, and sign up for the newsletter, get the free ebook on the bentonite clay. Go to the store where you can learn about the bentonite clay, not just the magnesium ozone that's on that page. The documentation is there. I'll get videos for the magnesium ozone. Meanwhile, all the documentation is there for the doctors. They murdered Dr. Blass, who brought that and released it in this country. And it is the answer to cancer as well. When you bond magnesium to ozone, it will ameliorate and it will address every type of dysfunctional, serious health issues in your body. There is no question about it.
Okay. Ed also has a call on Friday night that he does. It's at 7:30 p.m. Mountain Time. And that number is 206-806-9826. And this is Ed. He shares basically on calcium bentonite clay in the magazine, and that is on Friday nights at 7:30 p.m. Mountain Time. And on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. and Monday evenings at 7 p.m., and these times are all Mountain Time. So this is where you have the More Mito call, and they have a little bit of they have testimonials and talk about the product and how this More Mito product, this magazine works and all that. And that, this is on Saturday morning at, it'd be 12 noon Eastern Time.
That is correct.
Or else Monday at, it'd be 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And that phone number is 608-906-0003. Again, 608-906-0003. So, and that website is abchealth.info. And it is on the site, and you could go to resources or the store and find more information and places to order and so forth. So if
call
there's anybody.
If, my go help, ahead. You give him my phone number. Let me give him my phone number. If you need my help, the number is 818-613-9206. Again, 818-613-9206. And especially if it's critical and it's an emergency and we can save their life and get them home on home hospice instead of sending them to a hospice, let's step in and steal them from the Grim Reaper. We can do this.
Her name is Melissa, Ed. Thank you.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay, well, if there's anybody that's new on the call that does not receive the notices for the Tuesday or Thursday night calls and would like to receive the information with all the attachments and the information, you can send Phyllis an email She'll give out her email out here in a little bit. What she'll need is she'll want your first name, your state, who invited you to the call, and a phone number. And we do not share any contact information, but if somebody would want to reach out to you, they'll send Phyllis an email, and she will pass that on to you, and it'll be up to you to reach out to them at your convenience. So, Phyllis, you want to give out your email?
Yes. It is blueridge1121@gmail.com. blueridge1121@gmail.com. I yield.
Well, Edward, it's a blessing to have you come and to share this information with everybody, because it is very important for people to be able to manage their own health issues and do it naturally to clean up any problems that may be on the horizon. As ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And the whole thing is, if we can avoid by getting these toxins and heavy metals out, it'll be a whole lot easier for our body to fight off anything else that may be trying to attack us. So we want to thank everyone for coming on the call. Pray that this information can be used and shared far and wide. I'd encourage you to share this information, the notice, you know, to anybody that has an interest in natural health, that wants to avoid the drugs and all the other things that kind of go along with it, all the pain and suffering that may follow. So with that, is there anybody that would like to close in a word of prayer?
Daryl, before you close, we want to mention that Ed will be back on the 26th of December. If you're not busy with Christmas after, this is the day after. If you like what he gave you tonight, I'm sure he'll have a lot more on that night. So come and join us.
Yeah, absolutely. And share it with anybody that has an interest. And I believe this here is very important information that everybody can utilize to improve their everyday health. And for those that are dealing with problems, I think it'll be an answer to a lot of their ills, that they can maybe clean up the issues. So to get the toxins and the poisons out is a big thing.
And I want to say one thing.
Go ahead.
The same way people talk about having faith in God, you must have faith in yourself to be able to effectually obtain your desired results in this life. Ask and you shall receive. You will get everything you desire coming to you if you want it, if you really, really, really want it. The one and only that hears your desires and your wants will give you everything you want. Don't ever doubt, because as soon as you doubt, you just change the frequency, and then you get instead what doubt gives you, which is nothing, not a zippo, zero. Maintain your want and desire for pristine health, to be healthy and happy, and let that be your number one quest in your life, is to be immersed in your own joy and to be in pristine health. Let those be the things you are looking to be and help others with.
Okay. Well, with that,
Daryl?
Yes. Kent, yeah. Go ahead.
Kent, I'm New York. Can we have an announcement for next Tuesday, please?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, next Tuesday. Next Tuesday, we're going to have Ray back from Michigan, and he's going to talk about the administrative process, part 3, which is basically the default and holding their feet to the fire. And this is one way to address this your issues outside of these here corporate courts, and to try to resolve this matter without.
Are you talking about on the private side when you do the administrative default? When I go to destroy these judges, and I'll show you how. Yeah, I know of these things. This is we gotta I've never been on any of your calls. This is some of the things I explain to people.
Well, this is what last week Ray was basically sharing on the administrative process, notice of fault. And he's doing it in three parts. And the next week he's going to do part three, which is basically the notice of default and basically the finalized portion of it.
That's how you get them. The hardest, the thing that costs money is finding all the judges' property so you can take them from them and lean them up. That's, you got to do the investigative work to get that money. But the administrative process, that's how you take them out. Yeah.
That's the way to correct it, yes. And next week on the 26th, we do, Ed will be back, and we will continue on to share this information. I believe it's just great information that everybody needs to be aware of to be able to apply and to share to help one another. And tomorrow morning, it'd be at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, we get together for a prayer call. And that phone number is 605-313-5583 with the access code of 768-918-pound. Again, that's 605-313-5583 with the access code of 768-918-pound. And that is at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. So with that, we need to close out. So Heavenly Father, we come before you to thank you, Lord, for the information that was shared this evening. We just thank you, Lord, for Edward, that the information that you have helped him to comprehend and to be able to share it with others that all need to understand how to deal with these health issues naturally. And we just thank you, Lord, for the gift of life and the ability to be able to recognize the things that you have provided for us in nature that is beneficial to help us to cleanse our bodies of the toxins and the radiation and the heavy metals that are in the air and our food and water. We just thank you, Lord, for this information. We just pray, Lord, that you'll help us to apply it on a daily basis, that we can free ourselves from the forces that are coming against us with all these here pollutants. And we just thank you for this time together. We just ask you, Lord, to continue to help us to grow in the knowledge of your word. We just pray, Lord, that you'll forgive us where we fail you, and just pray that you'll help us to break down the walls of separation that has divided this country in so many ways. And we just ask you, Lord, for a spiritual awakening that'll consume this country, that your people will turn back to you the good way, the principles that you've given us to follow. And we just commit all things into your hands in the name of Yeshua. Amen.
Amen. So,